Welcome to Losing Weight After Baby, a podcast for moms by moms. Hi, my name is Arlene Pellicane. I'm an everyday 30-something mom with a toddler and a baby. The goal here is to encourage you to get into the best shape of your life and motivate you to action. How would you like to sit down with a personal trainer without paying a dollar? Well, it's your lucky day. Certified personal trainer and mother of twins, Patricia Buddy, is with me to talk about your plan of action. Find out what your ideal workout week should look like today on Losing Weight After Baby. Well, today on the podcast, I am so thrilled to have my personal trainer. I go to her spin class, and she has gotten me through three pregnancies and back. Her name is Patricia Buddy. She's a certified personal trainer. She has so many spin classes. She'll tell you how many that she teaches every week. She's competed in bodybuilding. She's a mother of twins, and she is a fantastic motivator. So, Patricia, we're so glad you're here on the podcast with our moms today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell me, how many times do you spin per week?
Normally, on a regular week, it's about six.
It's a lot of cardio, isn't it?
It's a lot of cardio, yes. Yeah. Your body does adjust to it, though, believe it or not.
I love to ask people who visit, what's your favorite healthy food and what's your favorite unhealthy food?
My favorite healthy food would probably be protein bars.
Yeah.
I love protein bars.
Yes.
That's my sweet tooth.
Do you have a recommendation of what protein bar?
I prefer the Think Thin bar.
Yes.
It's called Think Thin.
Yeah.
They come in a variety of flavors. Trader Joe's carries them, and I know Henry's carries them. Trader Joe's is probably the least expensive. They don't affect your glycemic index.
Yeah.
As many other ones do.
So if you were a mom who wanted to lose 30 pounds, what would you recommend? Like if she came to you and said, Patricia, I need to lose 30 pounds. You know, I've had my baby 2 months ago. What would you recommend for her for exercise?
I would say start with cardio.
Yeah.
Start walking based on if she exercised before.
Mm-hmm.
If she never exercised before the pregnancy, I would start her with walking maybe, you know, depends on her motivation. Jump in a spin class, depending on her time. But definitely get with the cardio and the weights simultaneously if you can.
Yes. And what would you suggest for the mom who says, you know, I'm kind of stuck at home with this baby. I can't get to the gym. What should I do?
I say work out when the baby's napping. What I highly recommend is, when you're a mom, you need to be organized.
Yeah.
If you're not organized, you never catch up. There's never enough time.
Yeah.
For me, especially with twins, I wrote down what time they would wake up.
Yeah.
You know, I kept a little book to see if I could get a pattern.
Yes.
There was no pattern, okay? But I tried like heck to see if I could get a pattern.
Yeah.
And then I kind of knew, okay, they're getting up around 4:30, they're getting around up again around 6:30 or 7. So then I would get up, take my shower, eat my breakfast.
Yeah.
Be ready for them to get up. After that, you know, played with them. They would take an early nap, a 10 o'clock nap.
Yeah.
I would do my workout.
Yeah. What kinds of things would you do in your workout?
I would do weights. Mm-hmm. I started with low weights, you know, had to get back up there. I would get on my treadmill,
mm-hmm.
and I had, you know, I'd shoot for 1 hour, 45 minutes to an hour at home. Weights in my bedroom because I had to listen to the babies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep going.
It's an inexpensive way to exercise because you can have a set of weights from 5 pounds to 30 pounds real easily in your home.
I mean, you start with five and then you gradually move up.
Yeah. So in a week, how much cardio does this mom need to do? How many times should she be doing cardio?
I would say nothing less than three times.
Three times. And what duration would you suggest? Half hour, 45 minutes, an hour?
Realistically, if this is a mom at home, you know, she could do 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
A good, hard 30 minutes if she has a treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
If she doesn't have a treadmill, she can get a jump rope. Maybe in the afternoon when dad gets home, do another 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I know energy's hard, but if the motivation is there, 20 minutes then.
Yes.
Say, okay, when dad gets home, I'm going to go out for a walk just to get some air and some alone time.
Yeah. Going back to tell our listeners how old your girls are and then throw back a little bit about how you lost your baby weight.
My girls are now 10. They turned 10 April 28th. When I actually exercised until 3 weeks before I had them, I gained about, the last time they weighed me, I weighed 179.
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't weigh me for 2 more weeks. So I think I gained about 48 to 51 pounds.
Yeah.
I had the girls, had to lose some weight. I had about 24 pounds to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working hard, you know. As soon as they said I could work out after my 6 weeks, I went out for a 2-mile run.
Yeah.
I had, my cousin was here, and I said, hey, you know what? I'm going to go run.
Yes.
And I had a C-section. It was a little painful, but, you know, I just said, I'm going to just take it easy. And then I just exercised every single day, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Nothing was coming off. I was getting frustrated, and I thought, okay, you know, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? Asking myself the same questions. I looked at my diet. I was having a lot of carbs because, you know, I thought, okay, I got to produce this milk.
Right.
So I changed my diet a little bit. I was eating a lot of oatmeal and a lot of English muffins.
Yeah.
And I was kind of cheating a little bit, too. So it was partly that. I just started walking every chance I could. I'd get on that treadmill.
Yeah.
I love to run, so I couldn't go out because, you know, I didn't have a babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
So I would get on that treadmill when they took that 10:30 nap and you know, build up my cardio.
Yeah.
But 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And diet. I did diet.
Yeah,
I did eventually have to diet.
Talk to us a little bit about diet, because the mom, we can exercise, but if we don't control what we eat, we're just working off what we just ate, and we're not really losing weight, we're just maintaining. So talk a little bit about diet.
You have to diet. The hardest thing, I think, for all of us, whether we're just brand new moms or older moms,
yeah,
we don't realize what the carbs that we're eating.
Mm-hmm.
Carbs are good, but we don't need to have a bowl of cereal for lunch, for breakfast,
mm-hmm,
with a slice of toast,
mm-hmm,
and then for lunch we have a full sandwich, mm-hmm, and then for dinner we're having pasta.
Right.
So that is a lot of starch, bread, okay? That's a lot of carbs. You need carbs in the morning because that needs to get you going so that you can get energy.
Yeah.
Your lunch can be a salad,
mm-hmm,
with tuna salad, a chicken salad, salmon salad, no bread. You don't need any of those carbs for lunch.
Yeah.
You can have fruit. Those are carbs. And then your dinner, some protein, chicken, fish, steak, with some nice vegetables, and maybe, you know, another side little salad, and maybe a little portion of rice, if you have to have rice.
Yeah.
That's what I would go with.
Yeah.
To really cut your calories. And your snack shouldn't be over 100 calories.
Small snacks.
You know, a snack can be an apple, an orange. Those are about 100 calories.
Yeah.
A banana in the morning,
mm-hmm,
not in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
That's before your exercise. You need those carbs to get you going.
Yeah.
The toughest challenge, even for me as a mom, and as I try to feed my children, is the carbs.
Yes.
You know,
and they're so convenient.
We have cereal for breakfast.
Yeah.
Then you give your kid a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch, and then you make spaghetti for dinner, and you wonder why losing weight.
Yes.
Because we need to do more energy. If you have the type of day where you are not moving, you work behind a computer, you know, you're a teacher, those type of jobs where you're not really moving.
Yeah, which are most jobs.
Exactly, nowadays.
Yeah.
You need to cut back on those carbs. Carbs in the morning, because you are burning calories just breathing and moving.
Yeah.
Okay, those, you are burning calories.
Like, thank
God.
But if
you're sitting down, you're better off standing. When you can stand, stand up.
Yeah.
It takes more energy to stand than sit.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever it takes more energy to do something, you're going to burn calories. You know, a lot of times people stand in line, and right away they sit down. They can't wait. They
yeah.
find stand,
yeah.
walk around. That burns calories.
You can fit it in. Make it more of a lifestyle.
There is a way. I'll give you an example. I teach a kid's fitness class. I have moms that come. They sit in the car and they talk.
Yeah.
Instead of standing and talking, they're sitting in the car.
Or taking a walk around the block while their kids are in the...
They walk around the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
It's a 30-minute class, yet they don't have time to come and join a spin class or come and do some private sessions or any of the other classes I teach, an abs class or anything like that. But yet they will make time to bring their kids to the class.
Yeah.
And that is really where we have to really dig deep in our day and say, okay, I'm going to drop my child at soccer practice. Instead of going to the grocery store, maybe I'll take a couple of laps around the field.
Yeah.
While the kids are playing soccer.
And then it shows your children you're interested in it too.
Absolutely. Or instead of sitting in your car and resting.
Yeah.
You know, we're all tired, but the more exercise you do, the more energy it gives you. It
yeah.
really does. And especially after having a child during those postpartum times.
Yes.
Exercise, it gets you going. It gets your endorphins going. You feel better. It gives you more energy. And the more that you start moving and the better you start feeling, the better person you are, the better mood you are, the better mom you're going to be.
Yeah.
That's how I felt, because those first 6 weeks that I could not exercise, I was just, you know, I was beside myself.
Yeah.
I was exhausted. I couldn't move. Those first 6 weeks are busy as it is.
Yes.
But I didn't have that energy. I didn't have those endorphins kicking in. I had hormones going every which way except the way I'm used to them.
That's right. Now, you have trained a lot of people, and you've seen success stories, and you've also seen the opposite, people who were not successful. What do you think are some of those barriers? Because I know a lot of new moms have a hard time losing that weight. What are some of those things that people need to get through?
I think the biggest thing is you have to be committed.
Yeah.
You have to be committed. I do have a lot of people. I have over 30 people come to spin class. You know, I have over 15 clients. And the successful ones are committed.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of people that come and train, and they've been with me for a while, and they don't want to change.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to change. They want to get up and, you know, have that Coke in the morning and then have that sandwich with French fries and then come and work out and expect to get somewhere.
Yes.
You have to change your eating habits, and you're not going to change your eating habits until you decide that you want to eat healthy and be healthy. And I'm not saying you can never have fries, but you shouldn't be going to fast food restaurants on a regular basis.
Right.
And I think that's the biggest challenge, because we're all so busy.
Yeah.
That fast way is swing over to Jack in the Box or swing through McDonald's and then get the meal.
Yeah.
But the key is be organized.
Yeah.
Take a day, cook some food, you know, maybe Saturday afternoon or Sunday evening, you know, make a couple of meals for the week.
Yeah.
You know, make a bunch of grilled chicken breast, make a big salad, you know, that'll last 2 days. Make some hard-boiled eggs, and then, okay, I got to go grab a hard-boiled egg, grab a chicken breast, slice it up in little pieces, put it in a Tupperware, and out the door you go.
Yeah.
Commitment to yourself in your heart to say, I want to change, just like an alcoholic. I want to stop drinking. I want to stop smoking. Something that in your heart, you want to do it, and nothing's going to change your mind. Those are the successful people. And the people that work with their trainer, communicate with their trainer. Those people that have been successful with me are the kind of people that call me and say, Patricia, I'm at a function right now, and I don't know what I can eat.
Yeah.
I'll say, tell me the spread. And they'll tell me the spread, and I'll say, okay, start with this, start with your salads, drink some water, and then move on to here.
Right.
Taste the dessert, grab one little appetizer, move on.
Yeah.
And I have people that call me at a restaurant. And those are the people that have been successful. I have a gal, she lost 20 pounds in 10 sessions.
Yeah.
Not too many people do that.
Yeah.
But this was a person who communicated with me. 10 weeks we worked together, and I talked to her at least 4 times a week.
Yes.
That's really the key.
Yes, you really have to be committed yourself, and then just be aware, okay, I am always on dangerous ground, and when I need help, I call for it.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you can get a partner. I mean, if you can't afford a trainer, you get a partner. There's always coaches. You don't have to have a trainer go to your house, or you come to the trainer. You can have a coach. That's also another tool that the trainers use. You know, we charge a small fee, and you can say, I want to talk to you 4 times a week. How much would you charge me for, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes a day?
Right.
You know? And then you have that coach. You have someone pushing for you.
Yes.
And you work at home and do your thing.
Yeah.
Because we know that we're all busy.
Yeah.
Or a girlfriend, you know? Like, I know that you've guys done the challenge at home, and you push each other. You know, we're doing the Biggest Loser challenge, and we watch each other. It's always great to have a partner if you can't do it.
Yeah. I know for me, the last 5 pounds were really hard because you're so close, and you really helped me by showing me if you add cardio. So talk to the mom who is almost there at the finish line. What should she do?
5 pounds are the toughest. Those are the toughest.
Yeah.
And you have to change your diet again, because you're probably eating well, but your body's used to it.
Yeah.
So change some of the stuff you're doing. For example, if you're always eating oatmeal in the morning, maybe drop the oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
Try something else. maybe have a yogurt or half of the whatever your portion you're having and add more cardio.
Yeah.
Maybe twice a week you want to add two cardios in one day.
Yeah.
It sounds impossible, but you know what? After dinner, do the dishes and say, you know what, Dad? I'm going to go out for a quick 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, go walk, run 10 minutes one way and 10 minutes back.
Yeah.
As fast as you can. And that's all you need, an extra 20 minutes. And that'll, you know, crank up your metabolism for the evening, plus burn some extra calories. If you work hard, you don't need to work out. You don't need cardio for an hour.
Yeah.
But not too many people can give full intensity for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's why we do recommend 40 to 45 minutes. You know, if you can run 3 miles in 18 minutes, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But I don't know too many people that can run 6-minute miles after having a baby.
Me neither.
Okay? So reality is, you've got to do a little more. But just that extra push, you know, and just say, okay, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm going to do an extra cardio.
Yeah.
Or Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm going to do an hour of cardio.
Yeah.
Because it gets to a point where you can only cut so many calories.
Yeah.
You know? But look down deep in, maybe cut a snack. If you're having 3 snacks, maybe cut one of those snacks and eat a little bit more protein so you're fuller and you won't need that snack.
Yeah. And I know one thing that helped me was just remembering this is not forever. This is for a time until you hit a goal, and then you can kind of let loose a little bit and then just keep close to your goal.
And you play with your calories. It's all numbers.
Yeah.
3,500 calories, you'll gain a pound, right? If we overeat 3,500 calories in a week.
Yes.
So if you know that you're having an event, then maybe you do an extra cardio that week because you know that I'm going to be overeating maybe by another 700 to 1,000 calories this weekend.
Right.
So maybe I need to do an extra spin class, or maybe I need to go out for an extra walk, and it'll all even out.
Yeah.
And then Monday, you're back on track. And maybe Monday you eat a little bit less calories. You know, maybe instead of having a portion of a big salad, maybe you cut down your salad that day,
right.
You know, and have more water. That always helps. Water fills you up.
Losing
a lot
weight.
Of times we're thirsty and we're not hungry.
Yeah, it's true. We think we're supposed to eat and we really need a glass of water.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of times, and especially kids, they'll say, oh, I'm hungry. And it's really they're thirsty.
Yes. That's a good word for moms because we're always like, oh, you're hungry. Here you go. Here's some cookies. And it's they probably need a glass of water.
They need a glass of water first.
Yeah.
And give them a few minutes and then you can think, okay. Because a lot of times that happens to me. Sometimes I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute. When's the last time I had water? Let me drink some water.
Yeah. Okay, moms listening to the podcast, grab your water and drink some water right now.
Yeah.
Now, Patricia, you are so passionate about fitness. How did you yourself get so motivated to get passionate about fitness?
It's funny because, you know, I thought about that. I go, I wonder if she's going to ask me that. You know, I was kind of roly-poly in high school.
Yeah.
And I did do my last year, I did swimming and I was on the softball team. I just decided one day I want to lose weight.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to lose weight. Got on a diet. I started exercising. My sister bought me a membership at a gym.
Yeah.
So I started going to the gym. I was going to college, so it was kind of hard, you know, college, work, and gym. So
yes.
That was tough. But I did finally lose weight. I went from like a size 13 to a size 5 my first year of college.
Wow.
I was 19. And it was, I started exercising, and I just cut back on eating. I had no idea what I was eating, the calories that I was eating.
Yeah.
Nutrition break was a Snickers bar.
It's got nuts in it, right?
This was in high school. Yeah. Snickers bar, a soda, and chips.
Yeah.
That was nutrition break.
Yes.
So I just cut all that out.
Yeah.
Just that. That's how I lost weight. I mean, just the junk. Because, you know, teenager.
Yeah.
You don't, you know, you go to the store, you go to the 7-Eleven, grab a Snickers, a Coke. I mean, I had no idea what all those things were. And I think a lot of it is people don't realize that.
Yes.
They really don't. So I started working out. After college, I had a little bit more time. You know, I got into my career a little bit. I used to go after work. My work was very demanding. I was a manager at a retail store. You know, I'd end up staying late, and I'd miss that. I would miss that gym.
Yeah.
So then I thought, you know what? I'm going to get up early, and I'm going to try to get to the gym. You know, I'm going to go for 30 minutes, and then I'll come home and I'll shower. So I wasn't really pushing myself to get up too early. I'll just, you know, and I had a little leeway so I could get to work about 15 minutes late.
Yeah.
So I just started doing that, and I saw that that worked. So then I started pushing it. I'd get up 45 minutes early, and it was an hour before, and then it was 2 hours. Before I had my children, I was at the gym at 4:30 in the morning. And I'd do a workout, get home at 6:30, shower, and get to work by 8 o'clock.
You got addicted in
I
a good way.
I got addicted because it was struggling getting out of bed, but I would just get up, brush my teeth, get dressed, and go. No coffee, no nothing, just straight to the gym. Then my reward was have my coffee, take my shower, and get to work. And it was so nice because I thought, I don't care if I get a problem and I have to turn off fires at 6:30. I don't have to rush to get to that gym. So for me, it became mornings. And the more I did it, I saw I had more time there. I wasn't tired. I wasn't thinking I had to go home and get that dinner done and all that. I gave myself enough time to come home, shower, get to work. And I started seeing results.
Yeah.
And the more results I saw, the more motivated I became.
Yes.
And that's how I grew. And then I said I went from 3 days to the gym. I made it 4 days. And then I said, okay, now I'm only going to go Monday through Friday. I'm going to take my weekends off.
Yeah.
And that's how I built up. I did not do it overnight.
That's right.
I went from
gradual.
From 2 days to 3 days to 4 days to 5 days.
Yeah.
And I did it like I said, okay, this year, nothing less than 3 days. And then every year I made a resolution. It just makes you feel so good that you can't give it up.
Yes.
Once you get there.
Yeah.
You know?
It's exciting. It's exciting to see because if you could see Patricia, she looks fantastic and she's full of energy, full of life. And you can see how it didn't just happen overnight, but there's small steps. And you made that change when you were young enough to make it, you know, and it has impacted your whole life. You know, if you hadn't had made that change after high school, who knows where you'd be today?
It helped me because then when I decided that I did want to have children, I thought, okay, the job that I was doing was very demanding. It was between 60 to 75 hours, you know, a week at sometimes during the holidays. And I thought, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I went and I became certified.
Yeah.
I got a couple of certifications and I thought, you know, that's what I'm going to do when I have my kids. That's a little more flexible.
That's a good word about following your passions and your dreams and doing work that you really enjoy.
And thank you. And I just want people to know that we all get in a rut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all feel like I don't want to do this today. But what I say is, it's about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like saying, I don't want to do anything for myself today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to comb my hair. I don't want to put on makeup. Or I don't want to take a shower. That's where you have to put fitness in. One of those things that you do for yourself, for your body, for your health, and you'll never give it up. It's for you. It's your time. It's all about you. And being a mom, it's very hard to step back and say, it's okay for me to have 45 minutes to myself.
Right.
It's okay. You know, we do a lot for our children, and it's okay. We do a little bit for ourselves. We'll be better parents.
Yeah.
We'll just be better people. We'll be better moms, and we'll be better wives. And everyone's happy then.
Mm-hmm.
People, when they have children, they just, it's all about kids. And I love my girls, and I do a lot for my girls. But you know what? You're just, if you don't feel good about yourself, I think everybody suffers.
Yeah.
You know? Your whole family suffers because we are the example for our children. The better you feel, the more positive you are. I see so many women that, you know, you look at them, and I know they're not happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I mean, who wants to be a slug?
Yeah.
You know, when you're carrying an extra 100 pounds, 50 pounds, you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, just remember how when you were pregnant, I mean, I couldn't believe, I thought, how could people function this heavy?
Mm-hmm.
I just think that we have to dig deep and say, you know what, it's okay to have a little bit of time for ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's basically it.
Yeah.
And it's not so much about food, you know what I mean? Once you start exercising, then you start seeing how much work you put into it, right?
Right.
That you don't think, okay, I'm going to sit down in front of the TV and eat a box of chocolates.
Right.
I mean, don't you think about what you eat?
It's like you work too hard to just eat this.
Exactly. I do. I think, okay, do I really want that?
Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's session with Patricia Buddy. There's one thing that came up over and over again, right, moms? And that is be organized. If you can get your head in the game and be organized about your exercise plan and your eating plan, then you are doing better than the average mom. So today for your action step, what I want you to do is take 5 minutes and get organized for the week. What is your exercise plan going to be this week? And what is your eating plan going to be this week? Well, next week, our show will be about beating the summertime blues. So if you ever have the case of the blues or the blahs, you'll want to tune in then. Until then, be an example to your kids, overcome your complacency about fitness, and be relentless about pursuing your dreams.
This is a production of Losing Weight After Baby. You can do it, Mom.